it felt good. You know, I've been getting a lot of the installs and stuff, but, you know, just kind of getting out there and, you know, actually putting it to the, you know, to the field is something I've been looking forward to.
How difficult is it for you to get things down when you're away? I mean, I know you were doing the FaceTime thing. I mean, how difficult is it for you?
It's just those live reps, you know, that I don't get. You know, I've been doing my best to try to, you know, stay up on my stuff and stay up on my causes, you know, as much as I can, and, you know, do what I and do what I can do. But, you know, actually getting out there and running the plays is something, you know, something different.
Along with, you know, getting out there and actually running through stuff, how nice is it to be around the other guys?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, kind of just kind of starting to get that camaraderie, you know, because that's what it's about on the field, you know, knowing what the other guy is doing and, you know, vice versa. So just getting with the guys, you know, just finally saying what's up and kind of seeing what everybody's like, you know, it's cool.
Kevin, we know you missed all the celebrations. Watching it today, watching the team stuff, do you have a sense of how much you need to make up? Where are you in the process of kind of being up to speed, at least mentally?
Yeah, no, I talk to Coach a lot about my calls and everything like that. So, you know, I think he's doing a good job of, you know, bringing me on, you know, nicely. So, it's really just about repetition.
Do you appreciate not getting thrown into everything immediately, that they kind of let you get your feet wet before you do everything?
Oh, I was ready, but I just do what they, you know, do what I'm told. So, yeah, that's part of the plan. So, I mean, I just go with it.
How much do you think the veterans like, you know, Quinn Rollins and Demarius Randall, I mean, they've been here for a few years. How much do you think you'll be leaning on them and them help you get the, I saw you talking to Demarius out there on the sideline. How much does a rookie like you think they can help you out?
I mean, you know, tremendously. You know, those guys have been here and, you know, they were in my shoes. You know, I've never been in their shoes yet, you know, per se. So, you know, just kind of trying to pick their brains, you know, see what they see out there and, you know, kind of put my own, you know, flavor to it. But those guys, they know. You know, they have the knowledge. They've been here before. They have the experience. So, you know, that experience goes a long way.
You may want to keep it private, but what goals are you setting for yourself as a rookie?
I just come in here and work hard. You know, try to do my best to, you know, whatever the team needs and whatever they ask for me to do. You know, that's what I'm going to try to do.
But you're gonna stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin, I know you may not have a whole lot of say in this, but will you push to try and at least get some team drills by the end of the week? I know they may not do that for you, but I'm sure you're eager to do it. So how much will you be in their ear saying, I know what I'm doing, let me out there, let me out there?
You know, whenever they let me loose, you know, like I said, it's their plan, I just go with it.
Was it nice to step back for a week or two and then come back, kind of get some perspective, you know, talk to some people about life in the NFL and then come back again?
You know, of course, I wanted to be here with everybody. You know, all the other guys are going through the OTAs and everything. Of course, you know, I want to be out there. So, you know, just when you know, the rules, you know, didn't allow it. So, you know, like I said, I did everything I could. I did my part. And so I'm just ready to get back on the field.
Were there guys that you kind of kept touch with when you were still at school, just since they were here at OTAs and stuff?
Yeah, you know, I talked to a lot of the rookie guys. You know, a lot of the rookie guys who, you know, who I actually knew and stuff from minicamp. So, you know, of course, I kept in touch with Coach and everything, but a lot of the rookie guys.
Do you get FOMO? Do you fear missing out on stuff when you're not here? Just the fun stuff with the guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, all the things that they do, you know, I go on Instagram or something, and I see the softball game, the Jordan Nelson game, and, you know, they might be at Coach's house or something like that. But you always want to be a part of it because, you know, it's a team, and, you know, building that team and that trust is huge.
Can you play softball?
I think I can play a little bit. You know, I grew up playing baseball, so, you know, I got to get back in the batting cages a little bit, but we'll see.
You see, Randall was the home run champ. You have to challenge him next year?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't he like 2 times in a row or something like that I heard? So, we'll see how it is. You know, we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm going to try to hit one over the fence, so we'll see.